And if you're still waiting for your stimulus check from the government, the Internal Revenue Service plans to have most of them issued by the middle of July. But if you haven't seen your check yet and you owe back taxes to your state, you may never see that check. John Sepulvedo of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports that many states are intercepting the checks from people who owe state taxes.
In Georgia, there are 16,000 people who won't be doing their part to give the economy a boost this year. Their stimulus checks went to pay off or pay down a tax liability from the past. Bart Graham, the head of Georgia's Department of Revenue, says so far the state has collected more than $4 million from the stimulus payments. And Graham says the state is just getting started.
We have over 1,300 pages of tax delinquencies from individuals and corporations. That's 1,300 pages.
In all, that list has over 36,000 people owing a combined $6 billion. Graham's not sure why so many people in Georgia owe on state taxes. He says the state sends a notice before putting names on that list. If things don't get resolved in 90 days, the state then sends their names over to the U.S. Treasury Department. And when check time comes, that money is rerouted to Georgia, or Maryland, or Ohio, or any of the 39 other states that participate in what's called the U.S. Treasury Offset Program. And it's not just state taxes. Delinquent student loans or even child support payments can trigger a stimulus seizure.
The impact for my clients has been devastating. Lots of people are out of work and were relying very heavily on the stimulus checks.
That's Robert Muse, an Ohio divorce lawyer. And while this program has redirected tax refunds for years, Muse says some of his clients assume their stimulus check was in the mail because they weren't notified.
And had gone out and either paid off some bills or debts, essentially anticipating receipt of it. One of my clients who had done that actually then had to go out and take out a payday loan.
Every state that participates in the program notifies people differently. Some Georgians on that 1,300-page thick back tax list say they weren't notified. Graham's skeptical, though. He says there are many checks and balances to make sure funds aren't taken erroneously. And he adds the lists are updated every week. Now, if at this point you're asking yourself, aren't those stimulus checks supposed to go towards stimulating the economy? Graham says, well, yeah, but
you could also argue that some folks have already gotten their stimulus payment when they failed to meet their obligations that everybody else has already met before we got here.
Still, in Georgia, the headlines here have been reading, State Seizes Stimulus Checks. IRS spokeswoman Michelle Lamachon takes issue with that word, seized. In her words, maybe in Georgia they seize, but at the federal government, we offset. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulvedo in Rome, Georgia.